For the next week, Here Now is participating in a global journalism collaboration to strengthen coverage of climate change. The series is called Covering Climate Now, and today's story looks at offshore wind. The Biden administration wants to expand the renewable energy, pledging to create tens of thousands of jobs and help us meet our climate goals. Any day now, the federal government will issue a ruling on the first commercial-scale project off the coast of Massachusetts. It's a decision that could pave the way for dozens of other projects up and down the Atlantic coast. Miriam Wasser from member station WBUR has the story.
It is a windy day in the port city of New Bedford, about 60 miles south of Boston. And here at the Marine Commerce Terminal, a big, open, concrete area right on the harbor, there's not much going on. But this is where Bruce Carlisle wants you to use your imagination.
In my mind's eye, I see the tower sections stacked and lined up. I see the blades all ready to go. I see forklifts and cranes and crawlers and just all sorts of activity.
Carlisle is in charge of everything offshore wind at the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center, better known as MassCEC. MassCEC is helping the state prepare the workforce and infrastructure it needs for the green energy future. And a little over a decade ago, it bet big on offshore wind and built the 29-acre Marine Commerce Terminal. To date, it remains the only offshore wind staging ground in the country, specifically designed to withstand the incredible amount of weight required to partially assemble huge wind turbines.
We've known for a while that offshore wind presents a significant renewable energy resource, and it was really only a matter of time.
Except offshore wind never was a sure thing in the U.S. Years before the terminal was complete, the country's first proposed offshore wind farm, Cape Wind, off the coast of Cape Cod, was already beset by concerns about how the turbines would affect ocean views. The project fizzled about 7 or 8 years ago, and so too did talk about a big offshore wind revolution on the East Coast.
We followed what was happening with Cape Wind, and we were sort of curiously looking at would there ever be a project here in the U.S.?
Lars Peterson is the CEO of Vineyard Wind. He says his company finally saw an opportunity to jump into the U.S. market in 2016. That's when Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker signed a law saying that utility companies in the state need to start buying power from offshore wind within a decade. Vineyard Wind is now slated to become the first large-scale offshore wind farm in the country. It'll be located about 12 miles off of Martha's Vineyard and should produce enough electricity to power 400,000 homes in Massachusetts every year.
I would call it a once-in-a-generation opportunity to build a new industry, develop the workforce, creating manufacturing construction sites, and also deliver clean, affordable energy.
The company submitted their project plans to the federal government for approval in 2017, and several other states and companies quickly followed. The review process for Vineyard Wind was supposed to take 2 years, but in August 2019, the Trump administration did something unexpected. It put the project on hold. Officials said they wanted to take a step back and examine the cumulative impacts of a big offshore wind industry. But the move threatened to upend Vineyard Wind's project supply chain, financing, and construction plan. And it raised significant questions about the future of the project.
But it is a new day under the Biden administration.
This was U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm in March.
I recognize that over the past few years, the federal government's approach to offshore wind has probably seemed like a chicken with its head cut off, no direction, no consistency.
This was all about to change, Granholm said. The Biden administration has promised to jumpstart the wind industry by speeding up the review process, opening new lease areas, and helping to create tens of thousands of union jobs. It's an ambitious goal, for sure, but not everyone is thrilled.
They play it down like there's no effect on the ecosystem. I can't see how it can't when you start putting hundreds and hundreds of these poles in the water.
Peter Anthony has been in the fishing industry in New Bedford for 40 years. I caught him on the phone recently while he was out on the dock.
We've been here forever. The fishing communities have been fishing these areas because they're fertile fishing areas.
He says many fishermen have felt blindsided by the federal government's support for offshore wind. And while wind companies have made some accommodations, like increasing the space between turbines in the water, he still feels like it's all moving too quickly, and that the country has decided to trade one renewable resource, seafood, for another, wind energy. The federal government will issue a decision soon on Vineyard Wind's proposal. And if it's approved, the company says it could start offshore construction next year and deliver power by the end of 2023.
I'm sure they'll be drinking champagne and pumping their fists, and they'll be all happy about it. But I think in the fishing community, yeah, they're going to look at it as a loss.
We'll find a way to celebrate, that's for sure.
Lars Petersen of Vineyard Wind is optimistic about the coming decision.
When you just look at the fundamentals for this industry, the strong winds, the shallow water, the amount of people living along the coastline, the state's ambitions of going towards a net zero target, there's no way you don't have offshore wind as part of that equation.
Petersen says he knows some fishermen are not happy, but he feels that the two industries can coexist. And in his mind, the project his team has proposed and that the federal government seems likely to approve is an example of that. For Here and Now, I'm Miriam Wasser.